We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cook and Joe and Ron, we start on a somber note here based on what we just heard Jim Colony report there with the Jim Boeheim incident last night. That's horrific.
Yeah, the guy, they killed Louisville last night, didn't they? Real nice win for him. And then he's going home. And I don't know, there's so many questions here. Was there snow? Was it, you know what it's like in Syracuse. You lived in Buffalo. You know, it said, I just like to know what the weather conditions was. God forbid he had been drinking. Doesn't say, what time this accident really happened.
It happened just before 11:30.
Well, the story on Syracuse.com here, Ron, which is the Post Standard.
He struck the man around midnight.
Said he was given a routine blood alcohol content test, no alcohol in his system. And that there was an accident before this, right, Jim?
Yeah,
and that this man had
the vehicle
gotten out of his car.
Right, and his car was partially in the travel lane. And there's a photo I saw on one of the TV websites, and it's dark, it's wet.
It says unrelated accident due to bad weather. So weather must have been a factor. Yeah. They said the report I'm reading, Boeheim not only no signs of alcohol or drugs, but they said he was driving at the legal speed limit as well. What a horrible story. Horrible, horrible story.
Wow. That's hard to hear right there. All right. Well, Ron, it was a big day yesterday for people talking in Pittsburgh sports. Some important people who are running franchises, basically. We heard from Bob Nutting, sit down with Eric Hagman. And we heard from Kevin Colbert, two guys we rarely hear from. You know, I was thinking about that when I went home last night. You know, we just heard on the same day from guys who speak. How often?
Well, Kevin talks occasionally in the offseason. Never
in the season. And neither does Bob, really, in the season.
No. He allows, Colbert allows Tomlin to be the spokesman of the team during the season. But it's really rare for Nutting to sit down and give interviews like he did yesterday. Colbert was fascinating to me. Some of the things he said, I know you wrote about it today, about the end of the Killer Bees, basically, and didn't win a championship, did they? Got to an AFC title game, but didn't win a championship game. And I thought you did a good job pointing out that a lot of bad luck, a lot of injuries involved, although I don't know if bad luck is involved with Le'Veon being suspended a couple times. That was poor judgment on his part.
But no, but did that?
I thought your column was excellent.
Thanks. But, did that directly affect them, their ability to win a championship? I mean, they won, I think, a couple games in his absence. I don't know. I tried.
The injuries at the end of the year hurt more, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes. And first of all, let's listen to Colbert on Le'Veon, Ron, because I don't know how you felt, but when things happen real time, sometimes when we're doing the show, you have an immediate take, or I do, and then once it sort of settles in later, I kind of turn a little bit sometimes, or I reconsider some things. We all knew that Le'Veon Bell wasn't coming back. We all knew that. And yet, when it actually happens and becomes official, to me at least, it's still a little bit jarring. Like, wow, that's it. This is basically the last time Kevin Colbert will speak on Le'Veon Bell. Basically the last time he will. Didn't end with a trophy. Didn't end with any kind of ceremony. Didn't end with a news conference saying goodbye. Basically the Le'Veon Bell era ended like this.
We will not be using any type of franchise or transition tag on Le'Veon. Quite honestly, the production from that position, the collective running backs this year, was pretty good. Le'Veon is still a great player, but we can't afford to use any type of tag with the other needs that we have. And I did use the word need.
Ron, what do you make of that?
He's a guy that doesn't use the word need, right? He always says once, right? He says, don't tell me needs. It's not needs. It's once. He says, I did use the word needs there. Yeah, they do. They have a lot of people thought they should have let him go last year and used that $14.5 million towards defense. They elected to try to bring him back, thought he was going to come back, thought they would take another run with Ben and Antonio and that offensive line, and it didn't work out, but I'm with him 100%. He has needs on defense, and he's got to use some of that money on defense. Find somewhere, free agents, somebody to help his defense.
The amazing part of this whole story, or one of them, there's many, goodbye to Bell, essentially goodbye to Brown. We can talk about that in a little while. Two great players, great talents, and yet, Ron, I feel like both can be replaced adequately in-house, especially Le'Veon. That's the crazy thing. Like, you just lost. I was just looking at a number. Since each man came into the league, he's been, in AB's case, the most productive wide receiver.
In history.
Since whenever he came in.
His 5 or 6 year period in history.
Yes. And Le'Veon, one of two or three most productive backs in football since he came in 2013, despite missing a bunch of games. And yet, I feel like they can be replaced in-house. Now, you're going to need more, especially wide receiver. But I think Juju's a number one receiver. And James Conner, let's just talk Le'Veon for a minute. James Conner has, in my mind, Ron, has already replaced Le'Veon Bell. You?
I'm not quite ready to go there yet. I mean, he had that four-game brilliance last year where he had 100 yards in each game. I think he scored 2 touchdowns in 3 of those 4 games. He scored a lot of touchdowns. It was great, but he's had a history of injuries. He's got to show he can stay healthy and be the guy. He lost a couple huge fumbles last year that I think really hurt them in games. He may be that guy. I'm not quite ready to anoint him on Le'Veon's scale just yet. I think there's a reason the Steelers offered Le'Veon $14.5 million because they think he's...
Well, they didn't know about Conner
pretty
yet.
Damn good. Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, but should they have?
No, I don't. I didn't at that point.
Well, you're not paid to know about how Conner is.
I think he shocked everybody in the league,
and you don't see him in practice every day. I'm not necessarily blaming him, but... And I think it takes more than one guy. Can Samuels be that backup guy? He had one great game.
That's a good question.
Was it against New England? I think he ran really well, but he's been more of a slot guy, more of a receiver. Can he be like take half of the load, so to speak? I'd like to think Tomlin's going to get away from running the wheels off of a guy and maybe use more than one guy.
Me too.
We'll see. And if Samuels can be that guy, I fully expect them somehow, some way to get a veteran running back in there. Not necessarily to start, not necessarily a big money guy, but a veteran guy to take some of the load at running back.
I feel pretty good if I'm the Steelers coming into camp with James Conner. I do. I feel like he's a guy who, compared to Le'Veon's most recent full season, had a better yards per carry, better yards per catch, more long runs, and more touchdowns. And I'm not saying he's better. I'm saying it in-house, they have a potential answer or maybe an answer. And as far as injuries go, yeah, I'm concerned about James and his running style. But
Conner got hurt too.
Le'Veon missed
Not Conner. I meant Bell got hurt too.
He missed the ends of how many seasons?
Two. The Baltimore playoff game when he got hurt in the last game and then the New England game.
The Cincinnati year where he got hurt the last game of the regular season, missed the playoffs.
Cincinnati in the middle of the year, he got hurt and missed the rest of the year. Yeah,
that's three.
He got hurt the last game against Cincinnati and missed the Baltimore playoff game. I had forgotten about the mid-season injury when Burfict tackled him on the sideline.
Right, so that's one.
That's one, two.
Two is the other Cincy game, the New England game.
New England game, three.
That's three out of six.
I know. Now, he made it to the AFC Championship
and game. And got hurt again.
And carried them there to that AFC Championship
right,
game.
But he couldn't finish the job.
He's gotten hurt too. Right.
So I think that they've already replaced Le'Veon Bell in-house. Ron has doubts. How about you at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Ron, Le'Veon catches heat for quoting Martin Luther King when this went down yesterday. Free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. He chooses to use that quote pertaining to his own situation, caught a bunch of heat on Twitter.
That's disgusting to, you know, compare what he's going through to, you know, what Martin Luther King stood for, although I don't care what he tweets anymore. He's gone for me. He's an afterthought, and at least he didn't want to change his nickname to Mr. Big Chest. You know?
Here's
something positive about that.
Here's how it went down for me after the show yesterday, Ron. I was going to write for the Post-Gazette, and I honestly sat down thinking I was going to rip these guys, Brown and Bell, for never having won. I think that's a line that we've all gone to. What have they ever won? They never won anything. Both, and then as I started to think about it, listen, both guys have had major transgressions, right?
Yeah.
They've hurt their teammates. But when I thought about that compared to on the field, why didn't, specific to their contributions, why didn't the Steelers win a Super Bowl or go to a Super Bowl? And more than anything, it really, to me, came down to bad luck, injury.
Injuries and not being able to finish the season, right.
Neither one of them were there.
Antonio, I mean, it got hurt in the Cincinnati playoff. You know, you can say it was a flukish win, you know, because of Burfict and Pac-Man Jones, but he couldn't play against Denver the next week.
So they go to Denver without those two.
Without those two, and still almost won.
Still almost
won. If Fitz Toussaint doesn't fumble, maybe they do.
Other years. 2013, when Bell came into the league, the Steelers weren't very good. I don't know that any two running back and wide receiver combo helped that team win a Super Bowl. All the other years, playoffs. And as we've already went through, Bell got hurt twice. He missed the playoffs because of injuries against the Bengals, once from Burfict, once Reggie Nelson went low on him. So I can't blame him for that. I can blame him for a lot of things, but not that. And then this year, we had Bell sit out the season. You can take a side on that. It was his right to sit out.
Yeah, he didn't do it for nothing either. Did it for $14.5 million.
Right. So whatever side you take, this year doesn't count for him. And then Antonio Brown wasn't the reason the Steelers missed the playoffs. He was. He might have been if they lose that last game and Cleveland wins.
Right.
But in the end, for as much of a me first jerk as that guy was,
he was productive on the field again.
He was. So I was almost surprised by what I wrote, and I wonder if people agree with that. That. There were many reasons wrong. And the last time they played together in a playoff game, the last time those two appeared on the field in a playoff game together, they combined for 285 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That was
the
Jacksonville game last year?
So can I blame them? I can't for that game. I just can't. I hate to say it, but I can't in the end. So that was my take in the end, Ron. Well, what would yours be on why this was a failed era with the Killer Bees?
Just not quite good enough on defense at times, and I think they had scored enough points and just weren't able to protect leads. That Jacksonville game you talked about, they gave up, 38 points? Not good enough. That's why I'm all in favor of letting Le'Veon go and using that money on defense now. I was all for trying to keep him last year for one more run. Now it's time to move on and help the defense.
412-928-9370. If you want to weigh in, we got Le'Veon Bell talk. That's it. Gone. And Antonio Brown, I think, still as good as gone. Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.